This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Right, good morning, America. Still, Gun Owners News Hour. Still working on the other thing. And you know what? I'm not going to even mention it. From here on out, you'll either hear the old Gun Owners Peter Gunn music when the show starts, or you'll hear something new and different. Which would be, it'd be really nice if we could hear something new and different out of the House of Representatives, wouldn't it? While they were on their six-week summer break, which didn't last nearly long enough, House Democrats decided to convene and look at their latest batch of anti-gun bills. And the House Judiciary Committee, which is a mess, Chairman Jared Nadler could not herd cats. He definitely cannot control a bunch of know-nothing Democrats. And, thankfully the Republicans on that committee sort of have an attitude. I sort of enjoy watching Gates and Collins and all those, you know, Jordan, those guys going after him. But in this one, the anti-gun Democrat majority railed against guns while Republicans demonstrated the innumerable flaws with each proposal, once again with attitude. The first bill that they took up was H.R. 1236. That is this is the federal version of extreme risk protection orders, a red flag law. Now, as implemented at the state level, this is a gun confiscation law that generally authorizes the confiscation of guns from individuals without due process. A petition for one of these protection orders often can be originated by a broad class of people, to include roommates and anyone with whom you've had an intimate relationship. I guess if your cat could talk, they could initiate one of these petitions. Unchallenged statements made by an accuser before a judge alleging that someone is in a danger to themselves or others in an ex parte proceeding prior to any formal court hearing at which the accused can be represented by counsel and present counter evidence would be sufficient for law enforcement to enter that person's home and confiscate their private property. The federal bill seeks to establish a grant program for states to establish and or operate their own system. And it was amended during markup to create a similar system at the federal level. H.R. 1236 and similar initiatives are being heavily promoted by anti-gun organizations. And they're heavily supported by the fake stream media. Garen Wintemute, who, if you've never heard me mention his name, that's because Garen Wintemute is a long way of saying bald-faced liar. He got out there and exaggerated the results of a recent study of the California with a K red flag law. I can only presume that was an attempt to promote the concept to the general public. Jim Jordan pointed out that these schemes flip on its head the long-held presumption that one is presumed innocent until proven guilty. When law enforcement authorized to seize firearms after an ex parte proceeding, a citizen subject to one of these orders is now presumed guilty until he or she can prove his innocence. Then there's H.R. 1186, a ban on magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition, which means a ban on magazines for every gun, except guns designed to hold 10-round magazines. See, and this would affect handguns as well. Most handguns are semi-automatic today. The Glock 17, which a lot of police officers carry, or the Glock 22, which a lot of police officers carry, they all carry more than 10 rounds. And this would have us going back to the two-level, the two-tier system, where police are allowed to carry one thing and you're not. Although very rarely do police departments get attacked. Only very rarely do policemen get mugged. Joe Biden, of course, he wants to ban virtually every magazine. The standard restriction among these opposed, those opposed law-abiding gun ownership, at least for now, seems to be arbitrarily 10 rounds. and H.R. 1186 seeks to ban anything capable of holding more. And while the current version of the bill allows for those currently in possession to continue to possess them should the ban go into effect, Swalwell, of course, told the committee he would support the government running a buyback program for existing magazines affected by H.R. 1186. But all we have to do is look at New Jersey. New Jersey has that going on, and nothing. Nothing ever happened to that. That magazine ban, by the way, we've seen this before, too. There was a magazine ban just like this, and it ran concurrently with the assault weapon ban. And it are they saying it's okay to shoot somebody 10 times versus 17? I don't know what they're saying. Finally, they took up H.R. 2708, which would add to the list of prohibitions on the purchase or possession of firearms anyone convicted of a misdemeanor hate crime. They're using the legitimate and serious issue of hate crime as a smokescreen for their real goal, which is to ban firearms ownership. They're always looking to create another list. However many lists we can have, we want to have as many of those lists as we can have. Now, NRA and anybody else that you would count as a gun advocate, a pro-gun advocate, has always supported efforts to keep firearms out of the hands of violent felons. And I would presume that virtually any violent crime has an element of hate involved in it. But I do have a concern regarding the continued effort from the anti-gun proponents to expand the list of those who should be prohibited from purchasing or possessing a firearm. If a crime is considered serious enough to warrant someone convicted of it losing a right protected under the Constitution, why would you not make that crime a felony? It seems ludicrous to consider someone to be of such a potential danger for committing a particular crime that they lose their right to own a firearm, but they're not such a danger to warrant being incarcerated for longer than allowed for most misdemeanors. In New York, they have finally served a red flag order on somebody, but they did not serve the red flag order on him for what he did. He used his weapon in a very reckless manner. No, they served it on him, and he's more in trouble for having the gun and not having the permit to have a gun in New York. Because in New York, you have to have a permit simply to have a gun. And this patchwork of laws that the feds are, at least definitely the Democrats, are considering is pretty stupid because it varies from state to state. Now, San Francisco, their commissioners, they recently passed a resolution calling the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. Now, you got to remember about San Francisco. If you're going to go visit San Francisco, you need two things. You need some snake-proof boots and some garbage bags. You need to put on the snake-proof boots and then put on the garbage bags and tape them over the top of the snake-proof boots. Because when you're walking around in San Francisco, you're wading through human excrement and heroin needles. And these guys wear a closet, costs $2,000 a month to rent to live in. These guys want to call the NRA a terrorist group. So this hearing they had, this is another dog and pony show, which was orchestrated by the anti-gun extremists that are in complete control of setting the agenda for the Democrat Party. Leftists to the core. And don't expect this to end anytime soon. Every time something gets struck down, they will pull it back up again. They will make sure that it comes back up again. They made clear that they plan on pushing more gun control in the near future. Many referred to each bill as admittedly not a solution, but part of a greater plan. Representative Pramila Jayapal referred to a tapestry of laws that Democrats wish to pass. And Representative Steve Cohen referenced an upcoming vote to ban semi-automatics and implied anyone who wishes to possess a semi-automatic rifle should simply go away. So, the left, while I would extend to them the fact that they are, you know, Americans, although they're totalitarian Americans, they seem quite intent on calling anybody that wants to own a gun or carry a gun or whatever somebody that is deplorable, I guess. Somebody that should just simply go away. Oh, the Democrats. Hopefully, we just keep beating them. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. See, I'm sitting here trying to get this show put together, and around me I have a cacophony of loud vehicles, landscaping, and aircraft. I have never existed in this area where I live and had this much noise happening in the background. But we will soldier on. While they were doing all of this consideration, Colorado Congressman Ken Buck offered an amendment to the proposed bill to create federal grants for red flag bills in the House of Representatives. His amendment was offered in the Judiciary Committee. His introduction of the amendment occurs in the first minute and 10 seconds if you look at the C-SPAN coverage. Red flag bills, of course, like I said, they allow people ex parte to confiscate guns from people with a mere accusation they may pose a threat. And, of course, this is all minus due process. An accusation is sufficient. No court is required by the accused or confrontation of witness. That's not available either. There is no presumption of innocence. To regain their rights, the person accused has to prove they are not a danger. They may incur thousands of dollars of court costs to regain the property that was taken from them without due process. Now, that's horrible. That's horrible to consider, especially if you're just a regular Joe walking around carrying a gun and your accusation is based upon you screaming at the TV or something. Now, Representative Buck's amendment would allow law enforcement agencies, on probable cause of a person belonging to a criminal gang, to use red flag laws to take guns from gang members. He offered testimony that most murders and violent crimes involving guns are committed by gang members, which that's true. That the FBI bears that out. They know who the gang members are in Chicago. They know who the gang members are in Baltimore. They know where these guys are. They know their address. They know their blocks. They know all this about them. Standard of probable cause is much higher than a mere accusation from a family member or other person who may have motivation to make false charges about potential future conduct. So here we have something where we could actually go do something that would have impact on violence. We could take the red flag law and apply it to gangs. And it also pointed out the hypocrisy of the left. The committee chairman, Representative Nadler, said, I'm not making this up. I couldn't be this deranged to think this would be the way they would go. He said a taking of guns from a person for simply being on a database would violate due process. Is this like an episode of The Twilight Zone? Red flag laws require less evidence than probable cause for law enforcement officials. They only require an accusation of a potential of threat. So, if you got somebody that's, I don't know, he's out and we have observed him selling crack cocaine on the sidewalk for the Crips, for the Bloods. And he's on a database, we can't go do a red flag serving on him. Buck told Tucker Carlson he was opposed to the red flag bill being passed at all. And his amendment was to point out the hypocrisy to show the Democrats want to take guns from people without criminal convictions, but who demand full due process of the people most likely to be involved in violent crime. percent of murders today, people, that are committed with guns are committed by gang members. It's a drug-related offense. 90% of the crime committed in America is committed by gang members today. Our numbers, if we did not have the inner city, if we did not have the gangs in the inner cities controlled by Democrats, by a supermajority of Democrats on the councils and the little commissions and everything else, if we didn't have those, our crime would be nothing. Representative Veronica Escobar, Democrat from Texas, brought up the problems of identity confusion in databases of gang members. John Lott has been pointing out the problems with identity confusion in the NICS database, especially for minorities, for years. And up to this point, Democrats have not had a problem with that. Zoe Lofgren, Democrat from the 19th District of California, decided to discuss due process problems. Doug Collins, Republican from Georgia, brought up the hypocrisy of the Democrats in voting to ban all members of the no-fly list, which has far more problems with due process than gang members' lists, from buying guns. On 23 June 2016, the Democrats staged a sit-in on the House floor to demand people on the no-fly list be banned from purchasing guns. Coming from PBS.org, Democrats staged an all-night sit-in demanding a vote on plan to ban anyone on the government's terrorist no-fly list from buying a gun. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Representative Nadler, has this as part of a press release. Congressman Gerald Nadler joined with Democratic colleagues to stage a sit-in on the House floor calling for Speaker Ryan and the Republican leadership to bring forward common-sense gun legislation that prohibits the sale of firearms to anyone on the terrorist watch list and closes the gun show loophole. There is no probable cause to be put on a no-fly list. There's no way to appeal being on a no-fly list. The standard to be on a gang member list is considerably higher. And yet the Democrats were all for banning everyone who is on a no-fly list from purchasing a gun. So when it comes to street gangs, any possibility of a lack of due process is an excellent reason to not have gang members red flagged. So why would the Democrats, who show this overwhelming desire to disarm Americans, be so concerned about disarming people who are gang members? Likely gang members. Probable cause gang members. Representative Buck says the Democrats want to disarm rural Americans, not gang members. That's a pretty serious charge, but it's true. It fits the facts. Guns are concentrated in rural America. Most rifles, particularly semi-automatic rifles, are in rural America. Rural America has far less crime than urban America. Most deaths associated with guns in rural America are suicides that are committed by older white men. Most homicides in America are committed by urban gang members. So Representative Buck says the Democrats wish to split law enforcement from rural America with these laws. He says that many law enforcement agencies in rural America do not want these laws and do not want to enforce them. Neither does the mental health community. So separating law enforcement from gun owners has long been a goal of those wishing to disarm the American population. They want us to be looked at as criminals. So, and in the meantime, the criminals are not criminals. They get due process. I don't really understand. See, the double standard here, this is another double standard, and I'm going to go really dark with this one. So, have you seen where always, whenever they're looking at things, they say the biggest problem, the biggest domestic terrorists here in the United States today are white men. And yet, they decry gun violence, which more than two-thirds of gun violence is suicide, and most of suicide today is from older white men. And in the same breath, it's okay to have abortion anywhere in your pregnancy, anytime you want it, maybe even after they're 3 or 4 months old, but we always have to do something for the children. Because if it saves one life, that we hate white men, as long as it's not a white boy. You know, I'm just getting confused. Listen, I'll be right back. I'm going to go have a couple of Bear aspirin, okay? And you're listening to Gun Owners News Hour.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Young people afraid for their futures skipped school and protested around the globe to implore leaders to tackle climate change, turning out by the hundreds of thousands to insist the warming world can't wait for action. Marches, rallies, and demonstrations were held from Canberra to Kabul, from Cape Town to New York City, and German police even reported that more than 100,000 turned out in Berlin. The demonstrations were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg.
But I'm just going to say that I'm so incredibly grateful for every single one of you, and I'm so proud of you to have come here. It's a lot more than I think anyone had expected.
Thunberg spoke at a rally and is expected to participate in the UN Youth Climate Summit and speak at the UN Climate Action Summit with global leaders on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly. With no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back, America. Let's take a moment here and let's talk about the whole subterfuge behind these red flag orders. I know I seem like I'm on a common theme today. That's probably because I am. We all know that if something looks too good to be true, it probably is. Reasonable Americans can agree that no one who shouldn't have a gun should have one. Red flag laws. This is peaceful slavery disguised as bipartisan utopianism, with even Trump at least signaling that he would support them, although I think there's a little bit of a misdirection going on with Trump. Bipartisanship is often sold as doing what's right. But warm and fuzzy bipartisan agreements don't necessarily mean something good for the American people. Doing what's constitutional is what's right and correct, irrespective of whether it's bipartisan. It's almost the equivalent of legislating based on polls. Now, in my state, in South Carolina, our senior senator, Lindsey Graham, supports red flag laws. Graham may be the most vocal cheerleader besides Marco Rubio. This sort of makes them what they refer to as Tessio Republicans, inspired by Sal Tessio from The Godfather, who portrays the Corleone family. A Tessio Republican is one who betrays America First voters and his constituents. When Rick Scott was the governor of California in a haste to do something after the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, he signed red flag law legislation which created risk protection orders. The prevailing narrative had been if red flag laws had existed, Nicholas Cruz, the guy who was visited 33 times by the cops, the alleged shooter, wouldn't have been in a position to carry out his massacre. That's simply not true, by the way. Every state in the union has some sort of a code for somebody that is a threat to themselves or others. Florida has had, since 1971, laws that allow for involuntary institutionalization of an individual, which also requires due process and right to counsel. So the Broward County Public Schools, this is their failure. It's an abject failure. It's Obama sycophantic superintendent Robert Runce, the FBI, local law enforcement. All of this was well documented. Cruz was singularly perhaps the most obvious red flag type case in American history, and authorities and administrators took hard looks at this, or at least drawn out looks at this, and they couldn't get it right. And these same people now expect you and me to live under guilty until proven innocent red flag laws. Actually, it's worse than just that, because it's just guilty, period. Red flag laws are in place to varying degrees in 17 states and the District of Columbia. They allow police or family members to petition a state court to order the temporary removal of guns from an individual who may present a danger to himself. This is the ex parte hearing, where nothing that is normal in a court hearing is normal in the ex parte hearing. Everything's sort of suspended. This allows judges to make rulings without all plaintiffs and defendant parties present. In most cases, in almost every case, the defendant isn't even aware that someone has filed a petition against him. Notice the terminology they're using in the description, the defendant. What? He hasn't done anything. What does he have to defend? Maybe he receives a notice in the mail, or maybe it's hand-delivered by a law enforcement officer. Or maybe they do a no-knock raid, like they did in Maryland, where a guy named Willis got shot and killed. If you do live in a state where you have red flag orders, you should not resist the red flag order if they serve it on you, simply because it's law. It's not constitutional law. It needs. If you want to fight this, then you're going to have to sue or run the risk of being perforated. The time to fight it has passed. Now it's in place, and now it's got to be replaced. In Florida, judges, after an initial hearing, can arbitrarily act as judge, jury, and executioner and prohibit a Floridian from firearm possession for a year. How does this pass constitutional muster? When Madison wrote the Tenth Amendment, are we to believe that this is what he had in mind? I doubt it. It's highly unlikely. Let's also not forget that our right to due process was begotten by John Adams' defense of British soldiers accused of shooting and murdering colonists. Red flag laws don't solely violate our Fifth Amendment rights. They also potentially infringe upon our First, Second, Fourth, Sixth, and 14th guaranteed liberty. After only 18 months since Scott signed a risk protection order into law, Floridians have already had to endure the confiscation of their private firearm property due to mistaken identity and First Amendment speech abridgment. An injustice against one is an injustice against all. One of the common arguments here is that their alleged life-saving benefit, if it saves just one life, the only problem with that is that that's not a constitutionally sufficient standard. If peanuts were banned, the lives of hundreds would be saved. If the internet were banned, Islamic supremacists and other Democrat-inspired terrorists couldn't be radicalized online. If all babies were aborted, there'd be a 0% rate of child cancer. I suspect when Thomas Jefferson said he preferred dangerous freedom to peaceful slavery, if it saves just one life, isn't what he had in mind. Red flag laws are perhaps even more terroristic than the Mueller-Russia scam. As says Lavrenty Beria, the head of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics Police State under Stalin, once remarked, "Show me the man, and I'll show you his crime." And what is particularly unnerving is that, and listen, I'm going to tell you this, if you've ever heard me, I've said this before, but if you don't believe this now. A politician is only as good as their staff. These guys don't know everything. Becoming a senator or a U.S. representative does not automatically bestow upon you the knowledge of the ages. So these guys are only as good as the information fed to them. And many of them on the Republican side are hopping aboard the bandwagon. And they're forgetting that we did not elect them to give Nancy Pelosi all that she wants or Jared Nadler all that he wants. There are already other laws in place that prohibit those who shouldn't have guns from purchasing them, such as an adjudicated mentally ill background check disqualifier, as well as an active restraining order. So, what we had in Florida, and what we have in a lot of cases, what we had with East La Vista, Aaron Alexis, D.C. Navy Yard shooter, we had, this was a failure of state or federal government. Those shootings that occurred there, that was a failure of state or federal government. Not being able to work with the rules they already have that would have worked. And now they're asking for more power. Now they're asking for more reasons, more ways to deny you your right to own a gun, carry a gun. The bigger the government, the more the freedoms of law-abiding Americans contract. And that is the antithesis of our Constitution. The red flag law is the precursor to the desired leftist outcome, which is the criminalization of all firearm ownership. Now, I don't think Trump is going to go for this. He's already backing away from a provision that Barr put out there. When we get back, I'm going to give you some things they can bake into this, but they're not going to. But these are the things that, at the very least, should be baked into a red flag order, just simply because that actually is a safeguard against tyranny. And, you know, they never want to bake that into any law they pass, especially when the left is in charge of it. So we'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Start relaxing and everything. Here's what needs to be baked in to red flag orders before anybody can take out a red flag order. This should all be part of a questionnaire. And, yeah. So, number one, the proposer knows what ATF Form 4473 is and can list two or more of its disqualifiers. Because red flag orders negate background checks. If you can get a gun with a background check and a red flag order can take it away, that negates background checks. Number two, they acknowledge that it's never been more difficult to purchase firearms from federally licensed gun dealers. Yeah. Because the 4473 changes all the time. Number three, he recognizes that the burden of proof is on the proposer, not the proposee. Number four, he knows that two-thirds of all gun-related deaths are due to suicide. While undoubtedly a public health crisis, other suicidal tendencies are constitutionally irrelevant to the exercising of our Second Amendment right. And number five, he knows that the vast majority of gun-related crime occurs and has occurred in cities run by only Democrat mayors and supermajority Democrat city councils and boards of aldermen for tens of thousands of consecutive days. If you can find somebody that actually meets all of that criteria, let me know. Let me know about that. Republican or Democrat? So let's talk about suicide, which is a very sad topic to cover. I've been touched recently by suicide twice since 2017. There is no closure from that. There's no coming to grips with it because there's always questions. Why did you do it? Recently, in order to make things look the way they want them to look, The Journal of American Medical Association. There was a study published by the Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center, and they are arguing that suicide by firearm rates are higher in counties with more gun shops. Except that they're not. The authors apparently contradict their own findings in the results alone. Suicide rates were higher and increased more rapidly in rural than in large metropolitan counties. Also, the presence of firearms retailers in rural counties is not associated with an increase in county-level suicides. This may be why their conclusions have nothing to do with gun shops. The study found that suicide rates have increased across the nation and most rapidly in rural counties, which may be more sensitive to the impact of social deprivation than more metropolitan counties. And they continue with a note that improving social connectedness, civic opportunities, and health insurance coverage have the potential to reduce suicide rates. You know, in one of the things about millennials, especially millennial males, is that they are, in a lot of cases, virtually isolated. The younger males are being virtually isolated. People live in big cities like New York City, which has, what, 9 million people, 8.5 million people, and they know nobody. They walk on streets with thousands of people, and they don't talk to anybody as they go about their day. Very isolated. So while their findings on the prevalence of firearms retailers falls apart for rural areas, there are real conclusions in this study that may have actionable lessons for policymakers. The findings that didn't fall apart, higher deprivation areas have higher suicide rates, as do areas with low social capital, high social fragmentation, low health insurance coverage, and high percentages of veterans. Veterans kill themselves a lot. Rather than irrationally blaming the tool used in these tragedies, they have a chance, lawmakers have a chance, to address the root cause. As an example, higher deprivation counties are lacking in areas like education, employment, and housing quality. Areas with lower social capital are missing things like arts and nature facilities, recreation sites, and business, political, civic associations. I'll give you an example of these two things, okay? Inner cities are high deprivation areas. There is no education. There is no employment for young people there, and that's why they turn to gangs. And the housing quality is horrible. Then I was stationed in Leesville, Louisiana, in the late 80s when I was in the military. They had numerous strip clubs and tattoo parlors, which I like tattoos, and a Walmart. They had, you know, the recreation sites and anything else having to do with education or arts or anything. That had to be provided by Fort, you know, by Fort Polk. So, now, we know one thing about firearms. Firearms fund rural conservation. That industry is the number one source of conservation and wildlife preservation funding in the U.S. through an excise tax paid on every firearm and all ammunition purchased. So with that in mind, it stands to reason that promotion of healthy pursuits in nature, like hunting areas and shooting ranges, would be one option to improve the problems with social capital. Oddly enough, we don't see academics considering this in their research topics. And think about this. Lots of people spend all of their days in front of a screen. And on the weekends, they just change what they're looking at on the screen from whatever they're working on to video games. Whereas you get out on a range and you go shoot and you're moving around and you're outside in the sunshine and you're probably with somebody. I don't know anybody that shoots alone. So you're getting that social interaction. You're working on your skill set and you're outside getting some exercise. Being outdoors hunting, going out on a long trek and doing all these things that you do, that's, you know, but it's clear that there is an underlying bias in research questions posed by so many in recent years. This is why they try to dissuade the CDC from doing these studies, not so much because we don't want to know their data, but because when you politicize it, well, they go a certain way. It comes as no surprise that even when the carefully crafted questions don't quite pan out for the gun control crowd, we still see headlines out of the anti-gun outlets like The Trace, prevalence of gun stories linked to higher suicide rates, comma, study finds. Increasing suicide trends is a major crisis in the U.S. today. Veterans, you know, when you're in the military and you have, the military is nothing but real world all the time. Everything you do in the military has an effect on your combat readiness. So real problems, you face them on a daily basis. A real problem would be running down the, going down an Autobahn at full speed in a tracked vehicle, and one of your tracks busts. And then you're in a spinning armored personnel carrier. That's very exciting to watch. A real-life emergency in the military is jumping out of an airplane and your main chute failing. That's a real-life emergency. Then you get out of the military. When I got out of the military, I went into the route business. And I remember I got a call one day that I did not leave enough Milwaukee's Best light beer in a stop. And this was a big thing. So the disconnect that somebody in the military feels when they get out into the civilian world and they're alone, they no longer have that camaraderie. They don't belong to that group, that big monster group that is the military, which is, it's very intoxicating to be in the military. Trust me. That leads you down some bad paths sometimes. Right now, the firearms and ammunition industry is working to reduce tragedies through partnerships with groups like the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and the Department of Veterans Affairs. And we know the answer isn't closing down every federally licensed firearm retailer. But I would like to see lawmakers read beyond the misleading headlines and actually look at the actual problem in the community today. That would be really, really nice. And gun control is never about the root problem. Inner city gangs could be attacked if you just gave them a little economic opportunity, if you let the family be intact and you put educational opportunity there. That is easier said than done. I suspect, for example, that in gangland inner city America, one of the reasons that the Democrats don't want to have red flag orders going out there is who's going to go serve them, because they already don't go there now. They already know the gangbangers are there, and they don't go there now. So this would be actually a proactive way to stop crime before it happens. You're a bad guy, we know you're a bad guy, and we're taking your guns. No, you're allowed to stay on the street, but we're taking your guns. Now, he'll have another gun in about as soon as you turn your back. But it would be proactive, and it would actually be aimed at criminals, which is, that's the only way that's going to work. We will talk to you next week. Stay safe. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.